This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I will be going to a family reunion in 2 weeks in my hometown. I haven't been there in several years, and unfortunately, I have gained about 50 pounds since my last visit. People in my hometown are not shy at all about mentioning weight gain. I am already anxious and ashamed of my new look, so if anyone mentions it, and I could bet money they will, it will make me feel so much worse. Do you have any good tips about how to handle fat shamers? Thanks so much.
First of all, I just want to say that I want to do my best when I answer this question in encouraging you not to feel shame for having put on weight. It happens to everybody. I fluctuate a good 20 pounds. Dan hears about it all the time in the office when I'm running and trying to eat well and when I don't do so well at that and how it makes me feel. And it's really hard and you don't feel like yourself in your own skin. But it happens to a lot of people at a lot of various points in their life. And I think it's really great that you're preparing yourself mentally, but I want to encourage you to, rather than prepare yourself for feeling awful about it, just prepare yourself for the comments. And I want you to be able to say something when someone mentions it, like, oh, wow, you really put on quite a bit. And I think you can just say something like, yes, I have, and then change the subject. So if Dan said to me, wow, Liz, you really look like you've put on a few, or wow, your physique has changed so much, which Dan would never say, I could just say, yes, I have, but I really want to hear about your wedding. And it's just that way to acknowledge it and then change the subject. It's a great subtle indicator to people that, yeah, you understand, but you're not going to discuss it with them because it's none of their business. And I will suggest that if someone really presses you, you can say, I have put on weight, but that's really a private matter for me to deal with. So I'd love to hear about your life and what's been going on with you. And that's the easy way of being really concrete. This isn't a subject we're going to talk about. I think that it is something a lot of people who've had any kind of a change in their physique fear. And I just encourage you to get the fear out of the way, practice saying those lines that I just gave you a few times, and have confidence that you walk in. You know that you've gained weight. You know why you've gained weight. You know how you're going to deal with this weight. And when you're ready to, you will. And I wish you all the luck in getting back to your former physique or accepting and really loving your body as it is now. And if anybody does make a really negative comment, just know that you have a lot of supporters out there, even if it's the two of us that are out there thinking of you.
And that they're definitely in the wrong. People shouldn't be commenting about your weight. And you're not going to stoop to their level. You're going to be prepared for that. You're going to be prepared to help them move on from the conversation.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you when you return home. This is from Patty. To say goodbye to a hostess or not when leaving a party, do you think it's necessary at a large gathering? Of course it is at a small dinner party or luncheon. Please advise. Thanks. Yeah.
Yes.
you need to say goodbye to your host. I mean, unless you really can't find them, leave that little note or send that little text. But other than that, find your host, say goodbye.
And what I'm noticing is you feel that social obligation.
You do.
It's like if you don't do it, you say,
so
oh my
weird.
Goodness, I can't believe I didn't do that. That's the minimum that you say goodbye to those. And I like how they're talking about leaving a large party versus a small dinner party. Yep. You don't need to go around to every person there.
No.
But you do check in with your hostess and say goodbye.
It really is important to do it. And it's one of those times when it's okay to interrupt and then just leave. It's that simple. It's that easy. It's not awkward. Get some courage and do it.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.